Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Dustin from Bellevue is. Dustin, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Steve, Dustin's ready to go, so you gotta get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Dustin has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What band gave us the song Master of Puppets?
Metallica.
Yes. The movie Varsity Blues is set in which U.S. state?
Texas.
Correct. How many strings does the common bass have?
4, 5, 6.
Yes, 4. In what decade did India become an independent country?
30s, 40s, 50s.
40s, yes. Which dessert has a custard base and a burnt caramelized top?
Creme de brulee.
Yes. In which 2004 movie was The Burn Book featured?
Pass.
Also describing a color that glows, what element is 10th on the periodic table?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Also describing a color that glows, what element is 10th on the periodic table?
Gold.
No.
Silver.
No.
Pass.
The Frisbee was invented on what holiday?
Christmas.
No.
4th of July.
No.
Thanksgiving.
Yes. How many main cast members are on this season of SNL?
4, 5, 6.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You got correct there, Dustin.
Ew.
It was a very strong start, too. Just came out of the gate crushing.
Yeah.
Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Good to be back.
Are you ready?
Showtime.
What band gave us the song Master of Puppets?
Metallica.
Yes. The movie Varsity Blues is set in which U.S. state?
Oh, crap. Texas.
Yes. How many strings does the common bass have?
4.
That's right. In what decade did India become an independent country?
Let's go 60s.
No.
70s.
No.
80s?
No. Which dessert has a custard-based base and a burnt caramelized top?
Ooh, the creme brulee.
Yeah.
Creme brulee.
In which 2004 movie was The Burn Book featured?
Which 2004 movie?
Yeah.
The Burn Book. I don't know. 40-Year-Old Virgin.
No.
Superbad.
No.
Lord of the Flies.
No. Also describing a color that glows, what element is 10th on the periodic table?
What, Bob? A color that glows? I don't know. Pass.
The Frisbee was invented on what holiday?
Let's go Christmas.
No.
Thanksgiving.
Yes. How many main cast members are on this season of SNL?
I have no idea. Let's go 11.
No. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct, and that is a loss this morning. 6-5. Congratulations, Dustin.
Thank you. Good job, Steve.
Good game, my man.
The decade in which India became an independent country, Dustin knew that it was the 1940s.
I went way in the wrong direction. I don't know why I was going in the other direction.
The 2004 movie that featured the Byrne book, Mean Girls.
Yeah!
I know. A classic.
Haven't you seen that musical, too?
I have seen the musical. And October 3rd is a special day in that movie, and that's my birthday, so it has like a little bit of a weird like connection to me.
Oh, my gosh.
I love the movie.
It's a great one.
Not enough to remember that it's called the Byrne book.
Also describing
Lord of the Flies.
Color that glows, the element that's 10th on the periodic table is neon.
Yeah.
And the number of main cast members on this season of SNL is 13.
Okay, I was close.
You know what? Better luck at 750, Steve.
Thanks a lot.
The Daily Migs Show.
Tis the season of giving, Steve Migs, and it is just such a treat to see how much the Rockaholics step up this time of year to support our junior Rockaholics through Coats for Kids.
And thank you so much for making all the donations that you have. $25 will help give a brand new coat for a kid in need. And thanks to some Rockaholics like Tammy Brandt donated $69 during the 69 Club. Huge thanks to Adam Buechler, who donated $300 to Coats for Kids.
You can head to KISW.com to make your donation, and we thank you, Rockaholics.
The Daily Migs Show.
All right, let's talk about relationships because this person needs our advice.
We're really good at them.
Yes. Oh, look, we're all in one.
Yeah.
I mean, we're experts.
Yeah.
Some would never say.
No.
Is this recording? Hey, guys. I've started dating this girl, and so far we get along really well, but there's kind of an issue. Her laugh is really fucking annoying. It's like a high-pitched cackle, like, ha, 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 ha. I don't even know how to explain it. And when she's laughing super hard, she starts snorting.
We have an example of it, by the way.
No!
So it's Brad.
It's bad. It's really bad, guys.
Brad sounds different through a telephone.
Normally, I think it's cute, but I really try not to make her laugh because I can't stand it. But if we're in group settings...
Well, then maybe she's going to break up with you for just being boring.
Oh, no.
It's like, yeah, you don't bring a smile to my face anymore.
This is not good.
But if we're in group settings or something is just funny, the cackling just doesn't stop. I feel shallow, but I can't tell her how much her laugh bothers me.
Have you ever ended a relationship for something as dumb as that?
I mean, I ended a relationship with someone over an appendage situation.
What? What do you mean? There was a packing too little of heat?
Yeah.
Wow.
So the rumors are true. I don't know what the rumors are.
I couldn't do it.
Well, I mean, you could handle it. That's
I tried.
Problem. Yeah.
I mean, that was the problem. Handle it so well.
You can handle it while you're sleeping.
Oh, my God.
Did you tell the person that's why you ended the relationship?
No. Oh, that would be terrible.
Well, what did you say then?
I don't even really remember, like, that the relationship had run its course. I just would rather be friends.
But do you think, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the right answer. I was about to ask Danny, like, would you want to know the truth, or would you want to have to then, like, live in, what did I do wrong? You know what I mean? Like, maybe for, like, I don't know, maybe for years, this guy's like, I thought we had a good thing, and then she just... There was no warnings. There was no red flags, and all of a sudden, she just ditched me and never gave me a good reason why.
And not only that, but I gave the poor guy mono. Like I feel terrible.
So you gave him mono and dumped him while he had mono,
and then dumped him. Yeah, pretty much.
All because he wasn't packing.
He was not packing at all.
That bad. I heard the motion of the ocean was fine.
There was very little ocean.
Oh, okay. It was more like a pond.
It was like irrigation ditch, maybe.
Wow. Danny, would you want to know?
So I had a friend who actually got broken up with, and the girl told him that that was the reason. And it kind of crushed his ego. But like at the same time, like she didn't say, you're small.
Yeah.
It was more of like, she was like, I just like really big eggplants for my salads, if you know what I'm saying.
Wow.
And yeah, and then she was just like, yeah.
And you're just not cutting it?
And you're just not, yeah. And so, and he was like, well, so like, I'm offended, but at the same time, like, he felt pretty average.
Well, and, you know, in comparison to somebody that has an annoying laugh, I guess somebody could, like, train themselves to laugh different, but you can't really train your package to be...
bigger?
Well, I mean, you could still, like, maybe you could do things to, you know, compensate.
Yeah, 100%.
And maybe if you would have, you know, maybe good communication, he would have then thought of different ways to be able to, like, you know, make it worth your while.
Mm.
But to answer your question, no, I don't think I'd want to know.
I know, I'm torn, because, like, I have a mirror, so I'd know, you know what I mean?
Do you, though? Like, we always lie to ourselves,
that's
Steve.
That's fair. I have one of those circus mirrors, you know, where you go to, like, the Washington State Fair, and it just stretches everything out.
No. Wake up every morning, just look at myself, yeah. Like, yeah, Sid's lucky.
Hashtag blessed.
I wake her up sometimes, just a reminder. Would you look at this?
Poke, poke.
Would you look at this?
Oh, my God.
But look only at the mirror. Don't look actually at this, because the mirror is... The lighting. It's good. Wow.
I know. I feel bad about it. That was like more than 20 years ago, and I still feel really bad.
I don't feel now as bad. I remember ending a relationship because the girl kept using the term yummy.
Oh.
And it was just got to, it got, it just got, it was like, it was so, the way she said it too was like a child.
Yummy.
Yeah, like she would change her voice when she would say the word yummy. Like, besides that, sound like an adult. And then whenever, like, we go out to eat, I'm like, how was your dinner? She's like, it's yummy. And I'm like, what? Where did that come from? And I didn't know how to tell her. I guess communication would have been a good thing. But
yeah, take your own advice, Steve.
I was in my 20s, young, dumb.
Same.
Okay, fine.
Now we're really well-adjusted adults.
Can we track that guy down?
Oh, my God.
Call him on the air.
Oh my God,
and apologize to him.
Oh, I was just going to have her admit that why she broke up with him.
Oh.
I don't even know. I'm not even sure if he's on Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, if you're packing that little heat, you probably don't want to be on social media.
Or dating apps. And maybe there's a dating app for that.
Oh, yeah. It's littleunit.com.
Okay.
The Daily Mix Show.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
We had a fantastic chat with Mariners broadcaster Gary Hill Jr.
I freaking love Gary.
He might be my new favorite person ever.
Such a good dude.
He ended up sharing a story about Sweet Lou Piniella.
And we're talking to Gary Hill Jr., one of our broadcasters for the Seattle Mariners. And speaking of broadcasters, joining you in the booth was Jay Buhner. I got to imagine you have a Jay Buhner story. And if you do, can you share it with us?
It's the greatest. You know, it's so funny. I'm a Tacoma kid, so I grew up a Mariners fan. And so, you know, it's funny because I do this job. It's my everyday. I get used to it. But there are moments in this thing where I'm like, I am here talking to Jay Buhner, who I watched as a kid, was one of my heroes as a kid. and then I'll go downstairs and I'll have a chat with Edgar Martinez. I was like, what is going on?
What is my life?
I can't believe this is happening. You know, I'm just chatting with Dan Wilson, like all these guys that I was a huge fan of growing up. And yeah, I'm just interacting with them in my daily life. I love having Jay around. He's super fun. He's super funny. I love hearing the old stories about back in the day as well. He was talking about, man, I had not heard this one, where he was talking about Lou Piniella after a ball game. And, you know, they had the post-game meal for the players on this long table. And Lou, of course, was super mad after a game, you know, which would happen from time to time. And just flips the thing over, right? And the food goes everywhere. And there was like, he caught the rug on fire, right? And so there's like this fire going, and they throw some milk that all they had, they didn't have water anymore. So they throw this milk on the fire, and they chose not to clean it the rest of the year. So everything smelled like burned milk the rest of the season. So great. It's stuff like that. I love it.
That's sweet Lou for you.
I've heard of Lou Piniella meltdowns. I didn't know he set fire to carpets.
Oh, I love it. Yes. Isn't that great?
There is something about the visual of a Mariners clubhouse where there's a little bit of a fire and people are like, we need to put this fire out quick, grab something, and somebody comes over. I don't know why. I'm picturing like Ken Griffey Jr. like a jug of milk. And you're like, here, this will do the trick.
I mean, I'm just, in my brain, I'm thinking like that smell must have been so rancid.
Yeah.
I mean, it would probably like soak like into your pores and stuff, into your clothing.
Maybe they had a good year. And they should be doing that now.
Maybe that's the good luck charm.
Well, Sweet Lou was known for that. Like he was known for like these epic meltdowns. And when he was sharing the story, I started picturing there was a time when I first started working in radio. It was day one working at the end. So it was my first big break of like getting to work at a big radio station. Worked at some small ones before that. And I was so excited. I show up to work and there was a guy who I worked with having an epic meltdown. I had yet to meet this guy. And so he's in a little production room, kind of like how like we have our phone screeners booth, a small box. Mm-hmm. And I swear, it was like a cartoon. You just see all these reels and carts. Like back in the day, before we had everything computerized, they were like these cartridges. And like they were like cassette tapes or 8-tracks. And everything's flying, hitting the walls. I'm like, what the hell? He's having a straight up meltdown. He walks out. Like as if nothing happened, says, hey, I'm blah, blah, blah. Nice to meet you. Shakes my hand, goes back in there, continues to melt down. And that was like his thing. He would be melting down in a room by himself. But whenever he was around any of us coworkers, he was like the most pleasant guy. It was like the funniest thing.
He just needed a little moment to get it out of his system, I guess.
100%.
Often.
Did you ever have somebody who was like a, I don't know if you would say that guy was like a Lou Piniella, but like the person who had epic meltdowns at work?
I mean, not really. I had this boss back in the day that he just had this, he was from upstate New York and he just had this different kind. He just had a different kind of attitude when it came to like sales and things like that. So
I bet he was from Schenectady.
Oh God. I would take him out on calls with me and I would have been like, working trying to like sell this client for months, and then I'd bring him on a call and he would like blow it for me all the time, and not because he was like having a meltdown, but just because he had this like attitude
and energy,
and I'm like, dude, you're ruining everything for me. And then he's like, why are you so bad at your job? And I'm like, because you're destroying all of my good hard work, sir.
We need you to take that energy level and knock it down a few notches.
It was just awful.
Now Danny, have you been around any workers that have had epic meltdowns that we don't know?
That no, Steve, I have not.
All right, what about ones that we do know?
Hey,
well, maybe we have some Lou Piniella type stories in our listening audience, Steve Miggs. What was your Lou Piniella moment, maybe personally, or maybe a coworker had a Lou Piniella moment? Give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Former Mariners manager Lou Piniella had an epic meltdown one time that was so gnarly, he ended up setting fire to the carpet.
He caught the rug on fire. There's like this fire going, and they throw some milk that all they had, they didn't have water anymore, so they throw this milk on the fire.
And they said that the entire locker room or wherever it was smelled like burnt milk for like the rest of the season.
So have you ever worked with a Lou Piniella type of individual, or maybe you had a Lou Piniella moment yourself? Call now and tell us the story. 206-803-ROCK.
Got a few great text messages. This one said, I worked at an Outback Steakhouse. It was in the middle of a busy rush on a Saturday, which is always crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Outback. Bloomin' onion, baby. Sorry. My manager got upset about something, picked up a potato off of a plate that was supposed to go out, chucked it across the room. It stuck to the wall. Everybody looked around in silence, and then they just went about on their business like as if he didn't throw the potato.
I feel like the fact that it stuck on the wall would have made me bust out laughing.
Yes!
That's not what I would have been expecting.
Like, I didn't ask for mashed potatoes, sir. No, probably not a good idea to say that. This one, I think, might be my favorite of all the meltdowns. And it didn't really happen like where it was like a physical meltdown, a verbal meltdown. It was a cyber meltdown.
Oh.
Apparently, this person texted and said, my buddy got passed up on a promotion to an underqualified guy. And he had the best meltdown. He sent a reply all email to 400 plus of our employees. He titled it, I'm out. It included a list of everybody he hated. And then it ended with him saying, F you all except Tim. I'm Tim. And added a meme of SpongeBob walking out of the Krusty Krab.
Oh my gosh.
You know, sometimes I get so annoyed. I think we all do with the reply alls. And like, you're just like, okay, can, we don't need to reply all. All day with this crap, do we? All freaking day.
It's bad email etiquette.
And it's like, there's no way to opt out. Now, that's a reply all I would like to be a part of.
I will subscribe to that email. 206-803-ROCK. Have you ever worked with a Lou Piniella having meltdowns all the time? Or what was your Lou Piniella moment? 206-803-ROCK. Dakota from Renton, tell us your story.
I was working at a place in Kent, and the owners were just known to be like, the most angry people. Like, customers knew it all the time, but all the employees knew it especially. Uh-huh. And like, I was out stocking shelves, and this my coworker, he was a good buddy of mine, and he was doing something, and then just the owner just came up and just like in front of like a whole crowd of people, like customers, like elderly people and everything. He told this guy, he's like, what are you doing? Can you please pull your head out of your ASS? And so, on a consistent basis, he would do this and cuss in front of like customers. They had a few sons that worked at this place as well, and I was like,
Dakota.
Have
you ever been in a place where like the boss is obviously reprimanding or like laying into the? And I'm always like, this is such a bad look.
Oh yeah.
Like if I'm shopping like a clothing store and you just hear them kind of like talking them down, I'm like. Couldn't you go in the back to handle this or just speak to the person like an adult? Like, I don't even want to shop there anymore.
That is what I was going to say. That kind of makes me want to, like, walk out and never come back if that's the vibe.
You should just walk up and be like, I'm not buying this pair of jeans because of you, buddy.
You're a stinker.
Okay, well, fucking crazy, right?
206-803-ROCK, what was your Lou Piniella moment, or have you ever worked with a Lou Piniella?
I could kind of slightly relate to this one. I've never gone this level, but I've been very frustrated with our printers here at our radio station.
Oh.
Said my coworker spent 20 minutes trying to fix a jammed copy machine, and it kept saying paper jam, trade 3. And he kept screaming, it's not jammed, and then kicked the machine. HR had to have him take a mandatory anger management course.
That's very office space of that person.
And he also made it a point to say tray 3 did have paper in it.
Oh, no. I mean, honestly, in 2025, I barely know how to work a printer or a copy machine anymore.
Well, there are times where you have a paper jam, and it tells you exactly how to remove it, and I do all the stuff. I take it all out. There's no paper in there. Close it all up. Hit the button again. Still says there's a paper jam. I'm like, you're just effing with me, printer.
And then we wait for our HR person to get here, and they fix it for us.
And the next thing you know, I'm taking an anger management course here.
206-803-ROCK. Ted from Quilcene. Have you ever had a Lou Piniella moment?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
So I recently went to the shipyard. I had some VA medical issues, and I had my FMLA paperwork. Everything was in a row. And they kept sitting on my paperwork. About 2.5 months in, our superintendent, I had been overheard telling him if he didn't stop messing with my money, I would bounce his head off his desk.
And then what happened?
Oh, I'm no longer in the yard, so you do the math.
You know what? Not that that's the way to handle it. Don't mess with people's money. Like, if you have a company and you're supposed to pay them at a certain time, do it.
Yeah. And be prepared for repercussions if you don't.
I remember having that happen. It was not here. It was a different radio station. I'm like, hey, I haven't been paid yet. And they're like, oh, there's some issues with blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm check to check. Like, I don't make a lot of money here. I have to pay my rent. I would like my money. Like, oh, we don't understand why you're getting so frustrated with us. Because I don't have money.
Well, did you threaten to bounce their head off the desk?
I didn't. I should have pulled a Tim and said, look, I'm going to use your head like a Ted. I'm going to pull a Ted and use your head like a basketball.
Daily Migs Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.